Thank you. I'd like to highlight the role of palm oil in supplying the world demand for vegetable oil. The land planted for the palm oil is only utilizing 8.2% of the world total land. But in terms of the production, the contribution of the palm oil in supplying the world demand for vegetable oil is quite significant, 41.8%, so it's almost 42%. What does it mean? By the commitment from the two largest producing countries, the government of Indonesia, the government of Malaysia, not to open new land for the palm oil. So how do we anticipate in the growing demand for the next 10, 15 years to come? Where will be the vegetable oil is coming from? Because the current challenge faced by the palm oil producing country is the stagnated palm oil production because of the aging plant, as well as also the not being implemented the good agricultural practices among the smallholders. So that's becoming the challenge faced the palm oil. So therefore, calling some international collaboration, international cooperation in extending the technology, in extending also source of financing. So I think this is one thing. Secondly, the Council of Palm Oil Producing Country has been also sharing the information what the government of Indonesia and what the government of Malaysia have been doing in addressing the EUDR, in developing the traceability tools into the ASEAN member countries. So we have been engaged in the agriculture minister meeting, AMAF, ASEAN meeting. So this is because the other ASEAN countries also will be affecting. Thailand, for example, rubber will be affected very much. Vietnam is also coffee, cocoa, and also rubber. And some other ASEAN countries will be affected across the board. So meaning that the experience that has been doing in addressing the traceability tools, we share already with them, with the hope that the ASEAN, the other ASEAN member state also will be doing the same thing, what the government of Indonesia and the government of Malaysia are doing in addressing and in preparing for the EUDR implementation. Because if not, then many of the smallholders in the rubber in Thailand, as well as also in the cocoa, in the coffee industry, will be excluded. So I think this is one of the also contribution of our council. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr.